Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now to politics and the passing of a very important character on the American political scene. We've been noting all hour long that Elizabeth Edwards passed away yesterday. She was 61 years old. She was the estranged wife of John Edwards. She earned national public attention in 2004 when her husband, John Edwards, ran for president on the Democratic ticket unsuccessfully. But she also battled with breast cancer for a long period of time. And in addition to that, family and marital difficulties all played out tragically in the public. Joining us to talk about the meaning and the sense of drama and tragedy in this woman's life is Melinda Henneberger, is editor-in-chief of PoliticsDaily.com. Melinda, first of all, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
You know, I'm great, and there is a real sense of pathos and sadness in the passing at really a young age of Elizabeth Edwards. But what do you make of this unraveling? And you write that it really began quite a long time ago with the tragic death of her son.
I always think of this as a slow-motion tragedy for this family that really did begin when their son, Wade, died in a completely freak accident when he was 16 years old in 1996. It was a one-car accident. He was driving a Jeep on a country road to their beach home in North Carolina, and his Jeep was blown off the road in a freak windstorm. And, you know, I've always wondered if any of what happened to the family later, if his political career, which he says their son Wade inspired, the children they had later, his affair, her cancer, if any of that would have happened if Wade hadn't died in that accident.
And what do you make of the cost of it all playing out so publicly for reasons that I think had something to do with the self-control of both John Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards, but also had to do with just the circumstances of their lives?
You know, Elizabeth, I think, really was quite driven, even more so than John. Her political ambitions for her husband really were part of her effort to keep Wade alive in some sense, because Wade had wanted his father to go into public service.
Wow.
I think that her ambition was about extending his influence, was about she could, in a sense, keep Wade alive if her husband going into politics meant something, if he achieved something. And that's why she was so intent and said, you know, it has to be him.
Do you think...
I don't think she could, because she was so driven, help herself from playing
right.
all this stuff out so publicly. I mean, you know, she created a lot of myths around their lives. I think ones that she sold to herself before she sold to anyone else. But she really... she really felt them so much, and she really wanted was so forthcoming in other ways that she said things that were very unusual to hear from someone in her position.
Well, you know, do women connect with her pain or shrink from it, do you think, quickly before we go?
I think that she was such an every woman. I mean, everyone wanted to hug her and tell her their worst problem. You saw that again and again on the campaign trail.
61 years old and died yesterday after a long battle with cancer. Melinda Henneberger covered the Edwardses throughout their political career. Editor-in-chief of PoliticsDaily.com. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.